Chapter 6. The Boathouse. The days passed quietly after that, and then Friday arrived. The weekend visitors came to the lake, bringing their noisy boats and noisy children. Richie, Leo, John, and I were happy to see so many people. Silver Lake felt safe and normal in the vacation atmosphere. Early one morning, a noise outside woke me. I went to eat breakfast, and soon Richie and Leo arrived.
"Come with us, Eddie," they said excitedly.
"Can I come too?" John asked.
I looked at my friends.
"Are we going to do something, strange today?" I asked them.
"Oh, yes," Leo said.
"Tell him, Richie. Tell him about the..."
"Shh," Richie said angrily. Then he spoke to John.
"I'm sorry, but you can't come with us now," he said.
"But later, we'll all go out together and have an ice cream."
"Oh, all right," John said sadly. It was clear from Richie's face that this wasn't a trip for small boys.
I went outside. It was good not to have to worry about John. Our last adventure showed that John wasn't ready to do everything with us. Now that we were beginning to discover the secrets of Devlin's house, we couldn't worry about a small boy, even if he was my brother.
"We found an old boathouse," Richie said. "Let's go and look at it."
"Where is it?" I asked.
"Come with us and you'll see," said Leo.
We went quietly to the house next door, hiding behind the big trees as we walked. Richie took us to the back of the house near the lake.
"In here," he said, taking us under some heavy, low branches.
An old boathouse was hidden there. It was even older than the house.
"How did you find this?" I asked.
"We were swimming and decided to swim near the cement platform," Richie explained.
"We wanted to find other cement blocks, and then we found this boathouse."
We moved nearer and nearer to the boathouse until we arrived at the door.
"The lock is broken," I said.
"Great, let's go in," Leo said.
Carefully, I opened the door and we nearly fell into the water. There was a wooden path round an old covered boat.
"Ugh, this is horrible," Leo said.
He was right. Light was shining through a big, dirty window, but it was still dark in the boathouse. There were beer bottles on the path and empty boxes from McDonald's. There were also cigarette ends everywhere.
"Well, someone's been here," I said.
"Yes," Leo said.
"A very untidy someone."
"Who was here and why?" Richie asked,
looking very serious. I decided that now was the time to tell them about the signals on my first night at Silver Lake.
"Did you ever see the signals again?" Richie asked, after hearing my story.
"No, never," I said.
"But someone probably sent the signal from this window to the person on the other side of the lake. I think they're criminals."
"Maybe Devlin hid his treasure in here," Leo said.
"Can you see any treasure?" Richie asked, laughing.
I kicked some of the trash.
"This doesn't look like the best place for treasure," I said. We decided to leave and walked round the narrow path in the boathouse.
"Shouldn't we look at the boat?" Leo asked. I thought of all the bodies that Devlin probably had on the boat and didn't want to look under the cover. I decided to let Richie look first. There was a small, old metal box in the boat. Richie shook the box and then he opened it. There wasn't any treasure inside the box, but there were bullets. Richie showed us the open box. Then he closed it quickly and left it on the boat.
"Let's go," I said.
"Okay," Richie answered. We were happy to return to the warm sun. While we were walking home, we talked about the bullets.
"Were they old or new bullets?" I asked.
"I don't know," said Richie, "but they look quite new to me. They probably belong to those criminals."
"Are there really criminals sending signals across the lake?" Leo asked.
"Well, the first signals I saw came from the bay," I said. "And the only person on that side of the lake was that horrible man with the gun. The person here is probably horrible too.
It's scary to think how near this is to my cabin."
We were very nervous now and wanted to do something fun.
Let's get John and go out for an ice cream, I said. And that's what we did. We decided not to tell John about the boathouse, and after the ice cream, we all went home, happy that the latest adventure was over. That evening, I played badminton with Dad and watched TV with John. I really wanted a normal, boring life for a short time, so I spent the next 3 days just relaxing. I've got a cold, I said to Richie and Leo when they came to see me. I just wasn't ready for more surprises. But the surprises were waiting for me.